Short story. Celebrities are common in Los Angeles. Angelinos are blasé around them. On the other hand, you can always tell people visiting from, say, Ohio. If they see a celebrity in a restaurant, they speak in a, "I think I'm whispering, but I'm really yelling so loud that the whole restaurant gets quiet" voice. "Hey, isn't that Pee Wee Herman at the bar?" To avoid embarrassment from this behavior by Ohioans, mostly from Akron, in restaurants, I prepare ahead of time. As they get louder with each beer, I'll don one of several disguises. Many times I break out my violinist outfit and stroll between tables playing Beethoven's Sonata for Violin No. 5 in F major, Opus 24, Spring, or The Devil Went Down to Georgia. You can't blame them. In Ohio, the local weatherman is an A-list celebrity. He gets a preferred table in the diner on league night at the Rockin' Bowl. And, unlike many L.A. celebrities, a weatherman in Ohio actually has talent. To predict the weather in Ohio, you have to be intelligent and quick because the weather changes every 5 minutes, and that's how often they broadcast a weather news break. We interrupt this telecast of Heifer World to bring you this 9:10 p.m. weather update. The entire state of Ohio is now in a tornado warning. Watch for flying houses, cars, and cows. Stay tuned to this station for more details. 5 minutes later, it is now time for the 9:15 p.m. weather news break. Skies are clear and calm. We expect sunny weather throughout the state tomorrow, except for Cleveland. In fact, atmospheric computer models predict sunshine in the Cleveland area about the time NSYNC is admitted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Angelinos are cool around celebrities, but later they still feel the need to give me a full report about their sighting. Action heroes in particular always seem to come up short. "I saw Tom Cruise at the Beverly Center yesterday," they tell me. "Yeah?" "Oh, yeah. He was standing outside Brentano's. I'm telling you, the guy is only 5'3 or 5'4 at the most." "No way. I'm telling you," they say. So I say, "Well, listen to this. Last year I saw Stallone at a driving range in Studio City. He was smashing 9 irons 200 yards. But he's like 4'6 tops." They come back with, "Hey, a long time ago, I saw Van Damme at the Double Impact premiere at the Bruin in Westwood. Walked right past us. No taller than my belt buckle." "What?" I say. "Crazy. Check this out. We were drinking at Schwarzenegger's restaurant Shotzi's in Santa Monica on a Sunday night a few years ago. The place was empty, and around midnight, all these professional wrestler-looking guys come in and stand against the walls. Next thing you know, Arnold himself saunters in like he owns the place because, well, he does. The guy is only 2 feet tall." "Damn, there is no way. I swear on a stack of Maxim magazines. My cousin says he saw Seagal in a coffee shop during the filming of Marked for Death. No taller than the Salt Shakers. Yeah, I heard they made him look taller by shooting up through the floorboards."